In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. At the beginning of this service day, we will quieten to thanksgiving and prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, righteous God, holy and righteous God, we this beautiful morning moment thank you about your goodness, about that we have been able to wake up to this new grace day. We thank you that you gave us rest during the night and you protected us during the night. We pray, bless dear Father this service day. You know us and you know the situations where we have come in front of your holy word. You, dear Father, see our hearts and need what we need. Open from your word to us this part which we need today. Open the word even at the hearts of listeners. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who has trespassed against us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As the topic of my sermon, I read Holy Word of God from Ruth, the first chapter, verses 16 and 17. And the words are in Jesus' name. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so and so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Amen. Sisters and brothers, dear, dear ones, morning sun takes away this coolness of night and fog. A real beautiful morning was this, where we could wake up this morning. Sign of truly sun warms us during these service days. We have been able here to get warm from the sun of grace. This sun's shine and warm, we pray also for today and those days which we have at these services. We pray really that God will this certain person give us for our soul's nourishment, which we this morning moment, which he this morning sees to be useful for us. This portion of text which we read from this book of Ruth is surely one of the most beautiful texts in the Bible. The portion where we have many times have been heard to spoken at wedding festivities, and at the same time a portion of text which tells us or speaks us in many ways. Even this morning when I was preparing this speaking tour, I found out how actual this text is for today when we think about this society of today and the movements of different folks which we follow even today. God speaks us of the faces of different nations. We can't understand this by human reason always, but we know that God guides everything. God really gives the places to live and for it in the Acts, there is said very touching for that reason that man would seek for God, and then the author of Acts continues and perhaps could find him so that they could find living God. And when God helps with his power works and makes marvelous things in the midst of us, this is what has happened even today. Think, for instance, this book of Ruth, how a Moab's Ruth could find the God of Israel, living God. This service here and via radio and internet, many people are listening these services from different situations of life and different cultures. So if this morning there is someone listening this sermon who seek living God and seek the peace of God to your conscience, maybe you are unsure or secretly you have opened this device. So at the beginning of this service morning, the Word of God wants to encourage you by this sermon. The kingdom of God has come nigh to you. So uplift your heart to believe. You can believe your unbelief and all sins forgiven. This book of Ruth really tells about the faces of certain family, Elimelech and his wife Naomi's faces, and their sons Mahlon and Kilion's faces. This family went to foreign land because of famine to the land of Moab, where the family was met a difficult situation. Father of this family, Elimelech, was died. Sons Mahlon and Chilion get married. The second son's woman was Ruth, and the second one's Orpah. And the Bible tells that 10 years later, both boys, Mahlon and Chilion, were died. In this time society, in this situation, the part of widow was not easy. And now, to this family, there remain three widows, Ruth heard that at his fatherland the situation has become better. There has become, after poor years, good years, and he decided to go back to his home, her home. She started the journey with her daughters-in-law, and when they had gone for a while, so Naomi told to her daughters of law. Maybe she thought that those ladies could get better situation in their own country with their own people. And Orpah is ready to return back. And then they say farewell by crying. Ruth, nevertheless, says with these words, which we read as the topic of this sermon, "Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I be, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." My sister and brother, my listener, how a beautiful faith confession, how beautiful confess of with two close persons is this. Naomi and Ruth continue their journey to Israel. It's the time of harvest of barley, something they had to get to eat, and for that reason Ruth goes after the harvests to pick up ears which has been dropped down to these fields. God leads his way to the family relative Boaz, as we can later see from the text. And this Boaz likes this Ruth, and Ruth works hard, and also the others can notice this. Boaz later, with discussing with Ruth, says, "It has been told many times how good you have been to your mother-in-law, and how you left your mother and father and your country and went to a strange folk. So would Lord pay thee so that you get full price from the God of Israel, from whom you seek protection?" Boaz can be seen a person who had a possibility to take the heritage of the family to his, so that this person would remain in this family. Naomi, a believing mother-in-law, discusses with Ruth about this matter and gives advice to Ruth how to act. After many interesting, maybe also exciting phases. God blesses the life of Ruth. We can see, namely, among others, that there is that kind of situation that Boaz is sukulunasta, I can't know this term, but there is also another person who has the same situation, but Boaz still speaks how Ruth has been acting as a believer. Lord bless you because you haven't run after different, you have been so faithful. I take everything which you want, so everyone in this city knows that you are good woman, and then they discuss on the field, and Boaz says that if this other man wants to take you, so he can do this, but if he won't do this, so I want to take you, as this is true. And on the next day, Boaz tells to this second man the possibility to take Ruth, but when this second person hears that when he takes this field and Ruth, so he has also to take care of Ruth and maybe his children, so he says that this might be not possible because it makes his own children's position not so good. So he says to Boaz that if it's possible, so you can take Ruth. And it is what happens. And there is also this kind of interesting detail that this was sown when a shoe was given to second part, and this is what really happens. Boaz takes Ruth to his wife. Ruth and Boaz get a son. His name is Obed, and the Bible tells that he was Jesse's and David's forefather. This way, this story of Ruth and the book of Ruth is at the same time a story about Jesus' foremother's life. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, dear young ones, maybe someone of you is awake and you are listening this sermon in lodging area. How touching this story is believing about believing in young person's life, about the blessing, what the life which follows the word of God. Ruth was working hard and she followed the word of God. She was obedient to believe in mother-in-law's advice. These features maybe in this time old-fashioned looking life behavior according to the value of gospel, they are not in this time very popular in this time, very trendy matters, but at the same time they are matters which this society and also this time gives value, which but before all, these are matters which God blesses. God has promised to bless work which has been done properly, and obedient children God has promised to bless. Boaz sees these matters in some one confirmation camp. There was a discussion, and young people spoke about that. What was the reason why Boaz saw in Ruth? And it was touching discussion when these young people said that this maybe Ruth was beautiful lady, but maybe that Boaz was. Saw the inner beautifulness of Ruth, which can be seen in attitude when you have sins forgiven and peace in your conscience. It's a great gift of God when you are able to live as a believing young person. When I was first time as a big brother, just after my confirmation camp in Rautiosaari camp, maybe I was too young, and I remember when the morning devotion camp leader spoke about the place where there is words, remember your God in your younghood before the bad evil times comes, when you say that they are not suitable for me. And the camp leader spoke very straight about these matters and said that this is very, very true. It's worth to remember God in younghood. God gives power to competition of faith. And then he spoke also about that before these evil days come. Then I didn't understand everything about this devotion, but now as an adult I think that much more do I understand. And also to you, my listener, you have more experience of this. As a believing youngster, the experience is as you are able to grow in God's kingdom, these experiences and these roots carry long to adult age in also different situations in life, also through the cold and difficult times. The second matter or thing which in this book of Ruth has spoken to me very strongly is the viewpoint which joins to this one family and to this sister Naomi's situation, to this very difficult experiences which she had to experience, my brother and sister, together with me. You have maybe in your life had experiences and trials. God lets them come to our life in his, sometimes also that kind of difficult situation that we feel that there is stop on our way, how to continue from this moment forward. How strongly the Word of God encourages us in our trials, in real difficult situation of life. God can see our situation. He travels with us. He gives power to this experience, to carry this experience in some situation, certain situation where a believing family was met, that kind of experiences that they came after the previous trials, and it's felt so that there is no way forward. So this mother of this family had heard in radio devotion that kind of idea how God has the whole picture of our life, and this whole picture of God is such a picture which goes behind this time to the strand of eternity, and from this viewpoint God leads our life. The lives, the ways of God are such ways that we can't understand them by human understanding, but how could might it happen if we by our own thoughts and our temporal selfish needs could make our selections, would we remain in believing, could we get into destination? Think how safe scenery this gives to our life, that kind of view which helps us to accept the will of God, and at the same time gives this kind of beautiful view that after a cloudy day comes a sunny day. God gives power under trials, power to carry them and helps forward day after day. How we many times after these trials, which seems to us, for me, as the trials in faith, and when God gives power for us to carry them, and after this we can see after this how God has been cleansing our cold of faith, has been taking our hearts away from temporal matters. This text has many viewpoints, but I would think that if we take one viewpoint from this text, and this is at the end of our text, at the end of this book of Ruth, to this when Ruth and Boaz get child Obed, we can only imagine this luck of this old believing sister when he takes care of this baby Naomi, who was so poor feelings when they came back to Israel. When people came, met Naomi, so they asked if this is Naomi. So this name Naomi means lucky. So Naomi said that, do not call me Naomi, but call me Mara, which means unlucky. God had such a big trials for her. But now God has had turned this everything to good face. When Naomi takes care of this small child, so those neighbors admire this, and as here is read, we can read, thank the Lord who has gave son to you, and who might be your safe. And then about Ruth, Ruth has get this son, and Ruth is more valuable to you than seven sons. So I think that this joy of God's blessing was common joy about the birth of new birth. The lucky of new birth is also known in many believing family. Even this spring, when God gives a child to a family, the picture of God, a great marvel of God's creation work. So he blesses abundantly family. We know that there is much work and taking care of children, but before all, there is an incomprehensible blessing of God. This text also stops us in front of this matter, that it's not clear that families get children. Many couples might have been thinking that they will get children, but the plans of God has been different. In some family might be born one or two children, and the other family gets a big amount of children. Even this summer we have met this kind of situations, that Almighty God has in his goodness invited to heaven also a small child. Think how safe is that we can, based on God's word, believe and experience this, that God knows to each family the amount of children. In every situation, different situation, we need those dear ones' support. We need the support of those who have same kind of life situation, but in many times this kind of close support or can be in a different life situation. It was touching to hear an experience of big family mother, how she in the question of getting many children, she had got very remarkable support to a mother who had only one child, and she couldn't get any more children. They both were under the same hand of God, and in different viewpoint, but they could support each other. This text tells also about one very remarkable relation between people, mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law. And here at this service there are real many mothers and daughters-in-law. This is a great gift of God and richness of God. Still, when thinking about this enormous situation, comes to my mind your grandparents, meaning when they begin to wait for a child in your children's family, how big meaning is that your support and give God's blessings to these families, and how you can encourage them through your life experience to these families, when you have also experienced this kind of difficult situations and days, but you have also experienced how God can help you. Same God, our and our children and our grandchildren's families, at same way even today and in the future, blesses and helps. We just recently, on spring, we discussed about this change of this time and about this, what we should speak in Christianity youth work in sermons and even our publications. And you young ones said that we need the sermon of faith and encouragement and the views of hope and future, and you completely right said that and asked that who other in this uncertain time can promise future and hope. God in his word promises this, and it's true. And on the same time you speak strongly to us when believing young ones begin to make families. So I have been thinking how right this is. You see the future, you trust to future, and you want to build your mutual life in mutual foundation. God has promised to bless this. How big blessing this marriage is according to God's work, or even when thinking about our temporal life, how our task as believing parents and grandparents is to encourage and support even at these plans. But before all, to encourage and support to believe simply like a child, as it has been believed earlier. When this our text in some way also from this viewpoint stops us when we are distressed in many ways. So, brothers and sisters, dear ones, we know that once this will once end, and this earthen vessel will be left here, and once this soul can be without sorrows, when the sun of the ray of sun gives us light, this light which comes from Golgotha, which is the holy love of God, which tells that when once this hand of death breaks this prison, so then we have good in front of us when God with his power protects us believing, and in faith we can sleep the last time, and we know that we get to heaven's glory, then we can be in a summer, everlasting summer, when an angel takes us to holy choir. So even this morning we can remain believing safely, since are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. You have promised to believe all your sins and doubts forgiven. May I also believe my sins forgiven. I promise I want to believe it together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.